You're watching FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces 2012, and we're in the Max Windsor space. And I'm here with a legend, an icon in the business, Peter Spire. Peter, how you doing?
I'm well today. Thank you, Kemp.
Good to be with you. Just to get a little in-depth on that, you're best known in the business, really on the soft side of the business, because you were the founder and CEO of Horizon Carpet several years ago, right?
That's right. We founded Horizon in 1972. We took it public in 1983, and in 1992, after trying to buy Mohawk and failing to, they bought us.
Oh, okay.
So we became became a subsidiary of Mohawk Industries, and it became indelicate to have two CEOs, so I went on my way.
Okay, and like many of the people in this business, you just can't get it out of your system, can you?
Well, I really did get it out of my system to an extent, but I had started my career at Macy's New York as a buyer, and loved retailing, and always enjoyed being in the company of retailers during the time that I was at Horizon, and understood the marketing side, which was very helpful to us in our growth.
Yeah.
But as the years went by, I became more immersed with the things that you do in engineering and production management or whatever, and I drifted over to the product development side, and we were able to create a very niche, kind of a large niche business. Horizon at one point was one of the six or seven largest companies in the world manufacturing, and I got very, as I say, very immersed with product there, because it was one way to compete in the marketplace against guys like Bob Shaw, who always had a more efficient plant and a lower cost, and we went after the style side so that we could pick up the margin that way.
You understand merchandising and fashion?
Well, I tried to.
Yeah. All right, so we're at Max Windsor, and you're kind of the guy in charge of sales and marketing for them. If you would, just refresh our audience. Tell us a little bit about Max Windsor and what sets them apart.
Max Windsor is a company that was founded in 2004, so it's a relatively new company. They began in Southern California, where they built a very nice business out here in the West, and are owned by a group of very elderly Asian business people, Taiwanese people, called the Three Wise Men. So now they have the Three Wise Men and one wise guy. And we had gotten together in 2008 when the company asked me to spearhead the launch of the line in the other 44 states that they weren't active in. Mm-hmm. So knowing nothing about the wood business, I felt I was well qualified to do that. And as it turns out, we did pretty well. And I brought in a bunch of fuzzy-headed carpet guys to sell, and told them that the wood business is absolutely wonderful, and they bought it. Mm-hmm. And we still have them, and we're doing great.
Okay. So tell you, you're engineered hardwood, and when people are thinking about Max Windsor, what is it that you're kind of known for?
I think we're known for very solid quality, very good quality. I shouldn't say solid with reference to the product, because it makes it sound like we make solids, which we don't. But we manufacture and distribute a line of about 70 SKUs, representing the medium-low to medium-high-priced engineered lines. And this year we've come out with a higher-priced product line, which we're very excited about, but it has a wrinkle to it that makes us excited about it. Mm-hmm. And it's a product called Europa, and very popular in the market today are the oil-finished, relatively thick, heavy European oak products that Duchateau and U.S. Floors and others had brought to the market in the last year or two, and they've been quite successful with it. But the one thing that we felt was a failing in those products was that oil finish is very fugitive, and we wanted a more durable kind of finish for our product. So we worked with a major coatings company, and we're able to develop a finish that, to all the world, is indiscernible from, or undiscernible, which is it? I'm not sure. From oil, it has that same soft, very lovely patina, but it has amazing durability, and we're guaranteeing it as a 25-year finish warranty for residential, and we even guarantee it for medium commercial work for 5 years. So that's been a very successful product.
So it's an oil finish. Is it actually polyurethane?
No, sir, it's not an oil finish.
Okay.
We wanted something that looked like oil, felt like oil, but wasn't oil because oil, as I say, is so fugitive. This is a water-based product with some urethane characteristic to it and a very a viscosity which allows it to work as oil does by filling in the fibers on the surface of the and bringing the grain up. So it has the same beautiful kind of ebb and flow of grain design running through it, the same soft hand and appealing patina, but it has the durability of an aluminum oxide product.
Okay, so because on an oil finish, you have to keep coming back and doing over and over again. Exactly. With this finish, you don't have to do that.
Well, we have, as I say, a 25-year finish warranty. We think that after 10 years, there might be a need to come in and buff it a little bit and maybe reapply the finish, but it's an on-site finish. It'll work on-site.
And just looking at the floor here, it looks like a lot of your products are distressed, and you've got, it looks like you cover the gambit. You've got dark and light and medium colors, so it's a really good-looking product. And for distribution-wise, you sell through distribution?
No, sir. We have no distributors. I came in with the notion, having been a direct seller in the carpet business and understanding the dynamic of that, while I have a huge respect for distributors, I don't think that they necessarily represent the correct connect between our need for high-end volume retailers. And we're not really a company that goes after the tiny retailers who depend on you for the credit line and whatever. So we've been able to go out and establish a model where we put in satellite warehouses or our own warehouses. We have our own warehouse located outside of Dalton in Adairsville, with fully staffed with customer service function. We have a satellite up in Seattle, Washington, just opened in Grapevine, Texas, and we're opening shortly in Orlando. So our concept is to bring the product to the customer in much the way the distributor does, but at mill direct prices.
So how's the show been for you so far today?
Well, we've been very pleased with the attendance. It's not, you know, it's not huge, but as always in services, you're going to find the right kind of buyer. And Tuesday morning is always a scouting mission for these buyers. They're out looking to see what's around, and at some point they make their decisions. But we think by Thursday we'll be very happy.
Great, Peter. It's good to spend time with you.
Nice to see you, Ken.
Yeah, good. We've been talking to Peter Spira, who is the head of sales and marketing with Max Windsor, and you've been watching Kempar and FloorDaily.net.